Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, locksmiths, friend of the show and our Check the Locks Halloween episode co-host Jessica Gomez has written a dark thriller novel called Pieces of You. This creepy but emotional tale of grief, abduction, and murder is Mare of Easttown meets Psycho, and it's perfect for all of you who love crime stories.
Nora Aberdeen, a grieving college dropout, ventures to a deteriorating small town to meet a blind date. On her drive home, a bloody young woman darts in front of her car, causing Nora to veer off the road and headfirst into a tree. When Nora regains consciousness, the woman is gone. Nora's estranged uncle, a sheriff's deputy, comes calling with information about a growing list of young women turning up dead in the small town of Woodbridge, including the woman who caused Nora's accident. The local police have written the women off as drug overdoses, but suspicious circumstances and the department's ineptitude point to something more nefarious. Unsure if she can trust the only family she has left, Nora tries to uncover the secrets of the missing young women and her connection to them, when a strange motive unfurls. Will Nora uncover the truth before the killer claims another victim?
Pieces of You by Jessica Gomez releases October 1st. Pre-order as a hardcover, paperback, or ebook online at Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, bookshop.org, or ask your local bookstore to order it for you. Sign up for Jessica's newsletter at writerjessicagomez.com and follow her on Instagram at writerjessicagomez for updates. This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, again, you may notice Olivia is still absent. She is still traveling, but she should be back with us this week and back into our full episodes as of this upcoming Monday. So again, thank you so much for having the patience to deal with me in these solo episodes. I really do appreciate you kind of taking the time to hang out with me and let me hang out with you. I know, again, it's a little bit different, a little bit weird compared to our normal format, but if we don't have to miss episodes and things like that, like, I definitely don't want to do that. And I just really like doing the podcast and really like getting to spend time with y'all. So thank you for hanging with me. And hopefully, you know, you should be coming to the end of your summer. If you got kids, it's about time that everybody's going back to school. I'm sure if you are like me, you know, there is that little bit of like, okay, yes, they're going back. I'm going to have a little bit of quiet time, not going to be home all day, things of that nature. So, you know, there are those aspects that I'm looking forward to, but have to be honest with you, I'm going to kind of miss it. I've really enjoyed being able to spend time with the kid this summer and, you know, do a bunch of fun activities and stuff like that. And I'm sure if you're listening, you're probably like me, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. So hope that the summer is wrapping up for you nicely. Again, you know, with the kids going back, I know there's a whole lot going on. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules and just hanging out with us. And again, if you don't have kids, I hope your summer is still rip roaring and you're having a great time and enjoying those hot summer nights. So still got a few of them left. We're going to try to make the most of them. So with that being said, we still got an awesome case for you this week. Now, I will tell you, it is a little bit of a shorty. However, it's a developing case and it's kind of a crazy case. And so I'm wondering if our listeners, our locksmiths, as we go through, if you're going to feel like I did researching it, we're just going like, what the hell? This is, you know, just weird all around. So I'm excited to get into it, hear what you think. So let's dive into it. For this week's case, we're heading to El Paso, Colorado. On August 1st, 2024, at around 3 in the morning, local police received a phone call requesting a wellness check. The caller was concerned because there was an unresponsive female at a residence located in the 1300 block of Hallelujah Trail. Paramedics arrived quickly and they found the victim lying on the floor. Her pants and underwear had been pulled down to her ankles, and there was blood coming from her ear. The paramedics took every action they could to save the young woman, but she would ultimately pass away. Now, detectives immediately noticed that the scene looked quite suspicious. They began conducting interviews and were able to determine the identity of the young victim. She was 18-year-old Annabelle Florin Wyant. And it turned out the caller who had asked for a wellness check was her good friend. According to the unnamed friend, Annabelle was at the residence to collect money from someone she had met on the social media app Snapchat, 26-year-old Jorge Meza Alacron Jr. Now, according to reports, Annabelle had met Alacron through Snapchat, where the 18-year-old offered subscription content. According to her friend, he had dropped Annabelle off at the residence just a little before 1 a.m. on the 1st. Shortly after, the unnamed friend told police that he had received a text from Annabelle calling Alacron weird. She also asked him to text and call periodically to check in on her. But when the friend hadn't heard from Annabelle in over 90 minutes, he immediately called the police. With this new information, detectives put out a bulletin looking for Alacron. And he would be found roughly 3 miles from the residence on Hallelujah Trail. But Alacron's version of events was very different. He told police that he had in fact met Annabelle through Snapchat, but he claimed that she had been at his residence because they had arranged to meet for sex through the app. According to Alacron, after the pair had been intimate, he turned to get her money, and out of nowhere, Annabelle attacked him, striking him in the head with an iPhone. Now, when he was found, the 26-year-old did have apparent injuries to his face, and he also gave authorities a broken iPhone 15. Alacron told police that he feared that he was going to be the victim of an ambush. He claimed that the 18-year-old had threatened him and that the car parked outside made him feel uneasy. Alacron also claimed that Annabelle had been texting with someone that she referred to as her boyfriend, and he was afraid that the man would come back to attack him. So, according to the suspect's story, he felt that he had to defend himself when he was struck with the iPhone. He told police that he pushed the victim to the floor where he got her into a leg lock before transitioning into a jiu-jitsu-style chokehold. Once Annabelle stopped struggling, he released the hold and calmly walked out of the house. When detectives asked Olicron if he knew that he had killed Annabelle, he informed them that he hadn't checked for a pulse. But he shared that he knew how to do locks and, quote, liked to train. Olicron also explained that all of his weight was on her neck and that he was pulling her head as part of the move. He was promptly arrested and charged with first-degree murder, where he's being held in the El Paso County Jail. Now, additionally, prosecutors have begun looking into Olicron's background, and it turns out that he has a history of strangulation-based attacks. In December of 2023, he was charged with assault. In March of this year, another unnamed woman was granted a restraining order against him. And in February, Olicron was charged with animal cruelty for strangling a dog to death before throwing its body in an apartment complex dumpster. Now, obviously, this is a very dark case with a disturbing backstory, so we're definitely going to have to follow up and loop back for any updates. But that's this week's case, and you know, I'm kind of wondering if the listeners and the locksmiths felt the same way that I did when I was researching this case and when I had stumbled across it, but it just feels like such a crime of the time, you know, with it being, you know, we met on Snapchat and, you know, I offer these subscription services and things like that. And like the internet culture and like the exchange portion of it, it's just, you know, I know I sound like an old man. I promise. Like I know what Snapchat is and I have social media apps and things like that, but it's just one of those things where, you know, when I was 16, 17, 18, the idea of, you know, I'd meet someone and, you know, start a relationship with them through something like Snapchat was just such a, it would have been such a foreign idea, you know, and now being someone who's almost 40 and seeing that this is the way that a lot of like young people actually meet and like build friendships and things like that. It's, you know, it's just interesting to kind of look at through that lens. You know, I am heartbroken for Annabelle, and I have to be honest in just my personal belief, and again, this is speculation, I don't believe that the way Olicron is positioning it is how it went down. I do believe that if, again, this is just me personally, it's speculation, but to me it seems that, you know, if Annabelle struck him with an iPhone, it was for defensive reasons. I don't see this, you know, 18-year-old girl trying to shake down a 26-year-old guy, anything of that nature. I think this is a completely fabricated story. Now, I may be wrong. This is just my initial take, right? But, you know, I think it does speak to the danger of, like, the internet culture that we live in, right? It's like, you know, as an 18-year-old girl, like, you can't show up and, you know, try to recover that money in person, right? Because, you know, you may meet somebody online and talk to them and, you know, think that they're one way, but, you know, and I know, again, I sound like an old person. I sound out of touch, right? Like we tell our kids this, like people aren't who they present to be online, you know? And I think this is just a really good example of that. And so, you know, I just feel so bad, you know, at 18, you have your whole life ahead of you. You know what I mean? You are probably like, hey, either I'm just starting college or, you know, I'm looking at colleges or, you know, maybe I'm forging my own way. You know, like you've got this whole path ahead of you that now Annabelle is never going to be able to see. And, you know, the fact that Olicron has just such a dark, dark history, specifically with the strangulation aspect. You know, like it takes a certain kind of monster to attack a human like that, but it takes, you know, a certain kind of monster to attack an animal like that as well. And then to just discard them like they're trash. And I think that speaks a lot to, you know, how he left Annabelle. He just, you know, put her in this chokehold that ended her life and then just walked out of the room calmly, like nothing had happened. So I don't know. I don't know if there's like a disconnect to emotion inside of him, you know, but again, it's just that monsters live with us, people, and we got to be, you know, very, very diligent in how we interact and move through this world. And again, it it's just so devastating to see that this young girl, you know, is robbed of this future because she had a chance encounter with someone like Alicron online. So for me personally, especially having a daughter who was growing up in the digital age and just knowing, like, yes, I'm 40 now and I know what Snapchat is and I know what WhatsApp is. And I, you know, I keep my finger on the pulse of these things now, primarily because of what I do in my day job. But as I get older, I have this fear that I'm going to lose that and that, you know, there's going to be things that she is engaging with and ways that she's communicating with people that I have no idea about. And that terrifies me. And again, it's the whole, you know, monsters look for prey anywhere they can. And that includes online. So, you know, again, having a child who is going to grow up in a new digital age that, you know, there's no way, just like when I was, you know, 16, 17, I could not fathom what today's world would look like. Now being 40 and thinking about when I'm 60, like I have no idea what that's going to look like, you know, and that's terrifying. So for me, I think I would put this probably about a 7 or an 8. No, I'm just going to go with an 8. Let's just say an 8. We'll put it right there. Just for the sheer fact that, you know, again, just living in this digital age and trusting the wrong person or making the choice to go see the wrong person. And it's all just taken away in an instant. So that's where I fall on the deadbolt test. I'm putting it at an 8. But as always, I want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Annabelle Florin Wyant fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. Find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get to know you, spend a little bit of time with you, just kind of kick it with you. The Facebook group is really fun. It's been so nice. You know, when we talk about the positive side of digital culture, the Facebook group is 110% like just wonderful example of that. I've said it many times before, but it's the best place on the internet. And it's just awesome to be a part of a group of people who are so loving and accepting and really just, you know, a community. And it's really funny too, because it's people from all different backgrounds and political views and all sorts of things, but we come together around this show and you just see people genuinely being good to each other. So if you do want to be a part of that, we would love to have you. Again, there's a link to the Facebook group in the show notes. Come hang out with us. We'd love to again, just spend a little bit of time with you. We also love to hear from you. So there's a couple of different ways you can do that. If you want to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, if that's how you listen, you can head to the Apple Podcasts app, find the show, click all 5 stars, leave us a review, let us know what you think. We'd love to read those. You can also send us an email at contact@checkthelockspod.com. Or if you want to go to checkthelockspod.com, you can click the voicemail icon, leave us a voicemail. We would love to hear from you, to hear your voice, to hear what you think about the show, any feedback, anything like that. Also, another way that you can leave us a comment, if you listen on Spotify, there is now a comment section where you can leave some feedback there. So if you listen on Spotify, go ahead and leave us a comment. We can read those on the show as well. So really, I mean, it can be anything, even smoke signals. We want to hear from you, what you think. Again, we love you being part of the show just as much as Olivia and I are. So again, reach out to us because we'd really like to hear from you. And if you like what we do, you financially want to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. Got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, coffee mugs, stickers, stuff like that. But in addition, you get the episodes ad-free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those commercials, Patreon is the best way to go. So again, if you like what we do, you want to throw us a couple of bones, help us keep the lights on here. Patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, listen, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, spending time, and sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if that's you, if you listen, please let other people know to check it out. That is how we're going to grow. That is how, again, we're going to find new listeners and really expand our family. The best way for people to find us is by you sharing it. So if that's what you're doing, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will be back to normal again starting later this week. And again, thank you so much for hanging out with me in these solo episodes. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check the locks. We will see you again next week. Bye.